Hey folks, Captain Kevin Favor, and welcome to the Outdoor Show podcast brought to you by Ag South. They are specialists in land financing in Southeast Georgia. They make loans for small and large acreage, hunting property, timberland. They even do home mortgages and construction. Look, if you've listened to our show long enough, you know Jeff and I own property in Georgia. We both used Ag South for our financing, and they were great, and we couldn't be happier. Here's a cool part about Ag South. They have competitive rates, and they pay an average of 25% of the interest back every year in patronage. So let's just say your loan's for $300,000 at 6.5% at 20 years. That means you get back $2,770 a year. They write you a check for that. You call them at 844-AG-SOUTH or go to agsouthfc.com. Ag South, really good people who really know land.
Welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast.
I'm going to take you fishing, honey. You're going to love it.
Brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL. Here's Captain Kevin Favor and Captain Scott Shank.
Good evening and welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. I'm Captain Kevin Favor, as usual, sitting in with my little buddy, Captain Scott
I'm
Shank.
Here.
Yeah?
Dude.
Is it hot?
It's hot. We're getting our exercise.
Uh-huh.
I mean, throwing net every morning. I mean, Popeye arms included. My shoulder's not doing all that well, but that's all right. That's what they make a leave for.
Cortisone shot.
Or a cortisone shot.
I had one of those 2 weeks ago on
Does
my shoulder.
Help?
Yeah.
Really?
It locked up on me.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You told me about that.
Yeah. I mean.
You're dragging it, literally.
I woke up one morning and no, actually I did not wake up one morning. I woke up, I laid down to take a nap and woke up and I was like, what the hell? I mean, I've had some pain before, but this was bad.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, doctor told me whatever it was. And I mean,
bursitis.
Yes. That's what it was. And, I suffered for a day and a half I don't think anybody likes going to the doctor,
Mm-mm.
but I couldn't use on Saturday morning to go do the radio show. My wife had to help me put a shirt on.
I know. Is it that bad?
Oh, and I was thinking, my God, have I torn something, mm-hmm. this, that, and the other? But anyway, so I understand. I understand. Yeah.
So, that's probably been the issue, Kevin. I mean, it's just the bait is there, not on the beach, folks. We got to go catch it in Salt Run. Along with about 50 others, boats. So it's kind of a little bit of process. It's good thing is we are catching enough. We go fishing. We catch our, three or four dozen. And then we get to go fishing. But it's not like what you and I like to do as far as
It's a tough way to start your day.
It is.
Because it's
an hour and a half's worth of fish throwing in there.
It's stressful because if you don't catch it, you know, you're relying on your buddies, which we all have been working together in that process, because generally speaking, what happens, somebody makes the lucky throw,
mm-hmm.
and catches 100,
right.
And here's your 20, here's your 20.
Yep.
But my gosh, dude.
This is going on for forever, Kevin. I'm sorry, but
weeks.
This is getting old.
No, it is old.
You wake up, and like you said, it's just that.
Yep.
Do I even want to go through this morning? Because you just know that the process. And
you get
if
out
you're
there,
late, yep. if you're late,
oh,
it's
if you're,
done.
If you're late, you're done.
You got to be in there between 5:30 and 6 o'clock to hopefully make a throw or two.
Folks, you get out there and you make that first throw with the cast net, and you catch two, and you're like, well.
That's two bites.
Here we go. two bite? I mean, then you throw the net and catch none, then you catch three. But, I mean, we're lucky to have them.
Yep.
Simply and they're disappearing faster
Fast.
And faster. I mean, it's going to get to the point to where there's not going to be any in Salt Run. I mean, because I mean, seriously, you've got 40 to 50 boats a day.
There was 14, 15 charter captains back there this morning.
Yep. So, I mean, it's, I mean, I had a trip scheduled for tomorrow and so I'm fishing with Brett, who fished with me last week. He's like, man, I'm glad to have a day off tomorrow, national holiday. And I went, excuse me? And he goes, yeah. He goes, everybody's off tomorrow since 4th of July is on a Saturday. And I went, oh,
Ooh.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And so I called my charter for tomorrow, and I was like, look, guys.
You dog.
Here's the deal. You know, first off, I'm going to have to get up at 3:30, 4 o'clock. I mean, seriously, just to go get a parking spot. And then from there, I don't know that I can catch bait because there's going to be 100 boats. You know, I said, it's just good. This, and then I said, we're going to have to contend with, you know, 150 boats fishing around us. You know, I mean, it's just not going to be enjoyable. And they were like, look, we're good with it. You know, we got the day off. We'll go do something else.
And the sad thing is we've had west wind, which you would think would start dirtying up the water on the beach.
It has. The water's dirty as heck.
You know
like in their shallow.
Tight, you know, in there, yeah. That's 6-8 feet, yeah. 9 feet. But no bait has shown up. So with that being said, you know, we've had a strong west wind, northwest wind.
Strong.
This morning was southwest hard.
Whew,
10
yeah.
to 15 starting. Blowing. And then probably 25
absolutely,
when we quit at
yeah.
noon.
It was howling.
So nobody really is going offshore. Heck, we had big old sport fishermen. There was 3 sport fishermen charter boats in there on the beach with us this
yep,
morning.
Yep.
Because it was too rough for them.
Yep. Yep.
So supposed to do the same thing again tomorrow. So, yeah, it's going to yep. be
the
full.
Forecast is not for it to blow near as hard tomorrow.
Yeah, I know, but they called 5 to 10 yesterday.
You're right. They did. I agree with you on that.
It was 15 to 20 yesterday. Today was 25.
You know, I mowed the grass yesterday afternoon, evening.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it was howling.
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 Yeah, because I think, around 6:37.
It made doing the yard, like, fantastic.
Pleasurable. Yeah.
So.
Actually, I went for a late night swim.
Yep. Yep, but today it's not doing near that, and we didn't get any storms.
No, today. I got a little tiny bit of rain at the house. Not much to it though. It's all south. It was way south of us.
Yeah,
Daytona Beach area.
Okay, so I just got an update on bait.
And?
Right now, bait south of the Flagler Pier this evening.
There Yeehaw!
Yeah.
27 miles, and you're there.
Uh huh.
And you fish for 15 minutes and come home.
Yep. Now, with that being said.
It could be here overnight.
Captain Leon Dana.
Boy, he had an incredible morning.
Yeah, but he ran south of the Flagler Pier this morning, and there was no bait.
And it's been that way. You even said it. It's been an afternoon,
yep.
you know, showing up kind of thing when you're coming back in from your full days.
Yep.
You know, it's been that 12-1, 2 o'clock kind of show up that you have seen it a couple times and stuff like that coming home.
But that's been.
That's last week.
That was last week. That was last Wednesday.
Because just south of the pier, and a couple of us charged down there and went, ugh.
Yep, ew, yeah.
Not good. Somebody gets me another extra 20 while you're in there.
No, but I guess the good news is fishing's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really good.
Really nice fish, a couple of really nice fish caught on the beach today.
Yeah, yep, sure were. Some 50-pounders, right?
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Everybody's catch is a 50-pounder.
Absolutely.
I mean, not, yeah.
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 50-pounder.
Is huge.
Yeah.
38 is probably the average big fish that you would catch off the beach.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, 38's a damn good fish, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's
35, 36, what I've ever seen is what the average fish is that comes off the beach.
Right. Yeah, average big fish.
Average big fish.
Yeah. Yeah. I my first fish on the beach this morning, I mean, it was, damn, I hadn't been in the water 4 minutes, dude.
Really?
I mean, I had just gotten the spread out. I was just looking at my numbers and shotgun bait goes off, and I went, oh, cool, here we go. You know, it was a nice fish, 25, 27 pounds.
Nice.
You know, let it go. And
mine
then.
Was Jack, same thing. 4 minutes into it.
Yeah.
Woo! And I went, oh, gosh, the light shining down on
yes,
me.
Yes, absolutely.
And it turned out to be a big old hour, Jack.
It's okay.
Caught two of those.
Yeah.
Caught a bunch
I'm good
sharks.
With Jacks. I don't care. Mm-mm. I'm not in a tournament. Mm-mm. I'm charter fishing.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Bent rod's a good thing.
Yeah. And then, and this is so funny, because I missed one other kingfish, and I was trolling east, and I saw you pick up, and you're like, man, the sharks are eating me up. I had seen a shark. Nothing. I had not seen a shark. I had one kingfish and lost one. You go by me at like 75 yards behind me, and I look up, and here comes a pack of sharks. I'm going, now what the hell? You did that on purpose? No. Did you just lead them to me?
That's that shrimp boat that dumped to the west of us.
I mean, I was like, damn, Scott. Then I couldn't get away from it.
No,
big old sharks.
Big sharks, too. Big lemon shark. 5 foot lemons,
yeah.
And stuff. I mean, good ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I caught like 4 or 5 down there, and I finally said, look here, I can't, you know.
Yeah, we
can't. It's fun, but I mean, that's not.
Right.
If I stay around here, it looked like a school of cobias. I mean, like. You know, when I look back at a prop wash and there's 3 of them zipping and zapping on that poor pokey, and it's like, oh, God, the rod's fixing to go off, and all of a sudden the long would go off.
Yeah.
I went, oh,
yeah,
man.
Then you're tying rigs. You know. Yeah, I know.
You know.
I get it.
Don't get me wrong. I like going in there and catching a couple, but when you look behind your baits and there's 3 or 4 and they're zigzagging and just, I mean, it's just.
I guess it was yesterday I looked, and that pack of those little black tips.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, no. And they attack everything, you know, downriggers, mm-hmm. short rod. I mean, and they're only about 2 feet long.
If they don't, they just kill the bait because the bait panics and just floats to the top.
Right, or they bite it in half.
Or whatever,
something.
Right.
But they're so ferocious.
They are.
I mean, they're so aggressive. And then mm-hmm. when they get them on, they try to spin, mm-hmm. you know, their little old tiny things. But then
They're like 2 feet long.
You can't get the hooks out of them.
Uh-uh.
I mean,
no,
seriously, because they're spinning and there's hooks going everywhere.
It's not worth it.
So now you got to stop, retie, or, you know, put new rigs on. So, yeah, I had to move away from those little guys, too.
You know, it's fun. Don't get me wrong. I love catching sharks.
Oh, I'm
good with
it.
The kids I had on board today, that's all they talked about.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
And that's fine. Hey, you reeled them in. You caught them. You got the pet on the back of one. I mean, we're good.
Yeah, you got to take a picture.
Mm-hmm.
In the water.
In the water.
We don't take them out of the water.
No, sir.
I grab the leader and pop them off.
I grab the leader, and I'll hold him by his little dorsal fin right there, so if they want to pet one, they can pet him on the behind.
I don't even do that.
I let him behind it.
I don't give him a chance to do that.
Well, no, because I got the leader wrapped here, and I'm holding him on the dorsal. I let him pet him on the tail.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If they want to feel what a shark feels like, I mean, here it is. He ain't going nowhere.
Here it is.
Well, I mean,
here you go.
Be honest with you, you would think a 5-footer is like, get you in trouble. What you said with those little 2-foot little black tips
that.
And all that,
I agree
that will roll on you like a rattlesnake in the bush.
I totally agree
with
that. Yeah.
I'm way cooler holding on to a 5-foot shark. To me, that's like a hog. As long as you don't corner him,
right. You
just see him, he ain't going to charge. You're just looking at him. I mean,
right. It's
fine.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. Those little black tips.
But those ones right there will mess you up.
They can catch your own tail. If you get one of those hooks in you and he's spinning and he ain't going to let go,
he's going to
grab you.
Yeah, you're talking about screaming because you're trying to grab for the hook.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break. 641-1010. Captain Leon Dana's coming up, and he's going to have a little different report today.
Yep. It's weird to see him in that kind of a boat today, wasn't it?
I know it. He had a hell of a day on the beach, so let's get his report right here on the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Be right back.
You're listening to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Scott Shank.
Yes, sir.
We kind of talked about our week shortened, and then we talked about today, and saw Captain Leon Dana this morning. Good morning, Leon.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, yeah. So I did see you this morning, and I was like, huh.
He's taller than me.
Yeah, and I was going, and then I was over there, so he ain't on his boat. He ain't on a little potato chip there. So I can, Leon's striking out on us here. He's going somewhere different, and so we were talking, and I walked over there, and I saw a bunch of different gear, and he was on somebody else's boat, and he's like, dude, we got a west wind, not much chance of rain, we're going south till we find something. I went, good for you, man, that sounds like a fun day. And report back. And I shouldn't say it this way, but when we do 4 or 5 hour trips, even 6 hour trips, it does constrain you for where you can go. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
It certainly does.
Yeah, it does. You know, it that's why sometimes when the weather's real pretty, I like doing a 7 hour day.
Mm-hmm.
I could go hit some spots that I haven't hit in a long time. You know, because I don't have to worry about if I get there, and fishing's not good. I can move. You know, I got plenty of spots to go to. But with a 4 or 5 hour trip,
yeah,
you know,
our area probably goes what from to the desert to the north on a 4 or 5 hour, and Matanzas to the south.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. That's
right.
I mean,
whichever way you make a turn.
Yeah.
Saying.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
It's 12 miles to the desert.
Yeah.
Probably 15
right.
miles to Matanzas.
No, you're right.
Am I right?
Yep. Yep. And
so that's probably a 4 hour area.
And east, 10 miles, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which ain't gonna happen the last 3 days, but.
Yeah, but I thought that was cool, Leon. You guys were like, we got no time constraints, and we're going fishing.
Let's do this.
It ain't my gas. It ain't my boat. I'm
exactly.
going.
Exactly.
That's the best thing about it.
Yep.
You just had a captain it.
You know what? Today was one of those dream days, man. I got to play in a big boy boat. To me, I got into Cameron's 23 tournament Pathfinder, and we left Palm Valley, and we went to St. Augustine, and I said, let's gas up here. And I'm like, and then we'll stretch our legs, and let's see what happens. And God, it was just a beautiful day to get out there. And like you said, we had no time constraints. Cameron, me, Jack, and Sam, we just headed south, man, until, you know, we passed Matanzas. And at one point, Cameron watches I watched a poor ribbon fish just get butchered by a kingfish a little south of Matanzas. He goes, you want to go fish here for a little while? I go, nope, we're heading south. And we didn't slow down until we hit the Flagler Pier. And I mean, we were moving nonstop, and God, it was beautiful down there. It really was. And, you know, it's something I haven't done this. I haven't made a trip that far south in years, just like mm-hmm. you said, because of time constraints and the ability with what tackle I have to work with. So it was just an absolute joy to get out of my box, which is the valley, and do something completely different. And it really paid off today, Kevin and Scott. It did.
Good. Well, so, we want to hear about it, but I just want to ask this one question.
That?
Did any time in today put a hankering on, I kind of like the ride of a bigger boat?
No. I mean, I really liked it for what I did today. You know, it was much more comfortable. You know, a longer boat. I was able to travel at higher speeds, more fuel capacity and everything. But I know damn good and well I can't do any of that like I can in my little boat. When I want to go through that back creek, you know, that I'm going to get to that back hole. You can't do that with a 23-foot boat.
No, but
you just
if you
can't do it.
Say your little boat's paid for, okay? Let's
right.
just say that.
Well, we're going through scenarios here.
We're going through a scenario.
Okay.
And
you have lots of money, Leon.
No, not saying that, but there's always options out there. But with that being said, you know, we all know, hey, the creek's probably, what, 89 degrees, 90 degrees right now?
Oh, yeah.
Redfish bite is till 8:30, maybe
9
o'clock in the morning?
What's that saying?
Right? You're going to fish till like 8:30, 9 o'clock tomorrow morning?
No, I'm going to fish tomorrow morning at 6:15 in the morning if I'm going to fish the valley.
That's what I'm saying. But, I mean, the bite's done by 9 o'clock. It's too hot.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. But now you got a boat now that you can go out there and partake in what we do. Would you ever consider buying and having two boats is my point.
You know,
summer boat and a winter boat.
Don't start pushing me in that direction because you're only going to cost me money, okay? Just stop
well,
it, okay?
Idea.
Stop. It was enjoyable. Extremely enjoyable. Gosh, that was fun. A lot of fun.
I can tell you, though, if I had the budget – and I don't. I would have Leon's boat, and then I would have a center console.
100%.
I wouldn't have a bay boat.
I wouldn't have a bay boat.
I wouldn't have.
A bay boat either. I'd be like Leon, Larry, Minute, rest of them,
right?
Three people max.
Yeah.
On an 18-19 footer kind of thing.
I would have a 26 to 28 foot center console.
Yes.
That'd be pretty sexy.
Yes.
Yeah. Because
I wouldn't have to deal with what
because
you know,
I can still put a trolling motor on it.
Exactly.
You know, to do my flounder fishing, Leon, and then, damn, am I going to be comfortable fishing
Woo,
the
got
beach?
Got the big old captain's chair swinging around.
Yeah.
No, I agree, 100% with that.
Right.
I would love to do that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because I mean, come on, you're in a river in the wintertime and stuff like that. It's a great fishery and everything else. Don't get me wrong, but this time of year, having that little bit too, like we've always said, you know, you got it now. that 26-foot, that extra 2 foot, foot and a half, 2 foot on, you know.
Yep.
Mine's a 246, yours is a 26. I mean, it's a foot and a half means a whole bunch. It's,
yeah, it does. It does. There's no doubt. I mean, that front deck on my new, from the console up front.
It's incredible.
It's incredible.
It's a mile long.
It is. It is a mile long.
I mean, a short little guy like me, I can't see
over the
bow.
And it's one little tiny step.
I know.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah, I love it.
You know, yeah. I mean, God, catching bait and fishing and everything up there.
When you're back and forth, yeah. like every morning, right now.
It's, Leon, I don't know, I'm going to say a 12-inch step.
Yeah, it's no more than a foot.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're right up on the deck.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, where I got to climb up two steps and then run back down, you know, whatever. Especially right now, Leon, with as hard as baits being caught.
Oh, my God.
You see a flip and then you just.
Then you catch two and you got to go back.
And hell, I've been drifting through them all. I've just cut the engine off and just with this westerly wind, I'll start on the east side or the west side and I'll let the wind blow me across. And then, of course, somebody's got to come with a boat like right there. It's like, ah, damn, that flip was just 20 feet away. I was just going to.
That sounds painful. I'm glad I'm not dealing with that problem. You know, I just, being inshore, I just buy the bait, you know, instead of, I mean, you guys are putting in 2 hours minimum to catch bait in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's not easy.
I didn't mean, like I told you, when you were trying to call me all morning, it wasn't like I was trying to be rude to you. It was just like, dude, I've
been
sitting here waiting for this one flip.
You can't answer the phone.
I mean, I just can't do anything.
Yeah. You can't. You can't answer the phone.
If you call me, you call me on a VHF and just tell me what you need to tell me, and I'm not going to respond.
Right.
Right. I get it. Totally get that.
Because it is. It is a grind. And we have actually been picking up late. I mean, you saw me when I come in. It was quarter to eight.
I did 8 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, it was 8 o'clock before I left the dock this morning.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. You guys, I'm waving at you, and you're flying by. And I'm like, yep, you're down to the last few minutes. I mean, you're doing everything you can just to get that extra bait.
Yep.
And it's just, I know how hard you guys are beating. You're beating your heads against the wall because you're like, come on, just give me a little bit of bait here.
Well,
I mean,
the jellyfish are so bad.
Oh,
my
God.
My legs are all eaten up.
Yep.
Captain Rob Bennett, he couldn't take it anymore because his legs are bad. I mean, he's, like, allergic. And he was wearing Grundy's this morning, so I was just wearing him out this morning. What the hell are you wearing? I mean, he's all slicker suited up.
Right.
And then I go over there when he peels them off. And, dude, his legs are, like, bleeding. They're so eaten up by those jellyfish.
Yeah. I mean, it's a bad morning. Leon, you make that first cast, and you kind of miss that one little piece of slime there that you're getting ready to put that net, and you put that thing in your mouth, and it lights you up. Whoo!
It's like shrimping on the St. John's River.
Yep, that's right.
Good morning.
Yep. Yeah, good morning.
When you come back and your lifts are just swole shut.
Yeah, and Scott's mad enough. Then when he can't speak because his lips are all shut and everything, it does not start out as a good day, Leon. Rob and I were laughing. We were laughing so hard at him this morning, and we were egging it on a little bit.
Yes, you were.
You know? And
just because you made the wrong turn, now I got to stay and get.
I didn't make the wrong turn.
Let's
take that back.
I am taking that back.
We had reports of bait, maybe some bait up the river, and I told Scott, you go there, and I'm going to go there. And then
he goes, there ain't none of it. Oh, God, I got to do this for another half an hour. I said, I'm coming.
Because it was too late.
I mean, that's a 10-mile run.
Yeah, it was too late. And you got to idle. How far is it from?
Oh, my gosh. Not far from there to back to probably a mile and a half of idling.
Yeah. It's terrible.
And, I mean, they will bust you. I mean, they're not – they see us all going back in there. I'm actually really surprised that we have not had a
company back there. You went to Matanzas, didn't you?
No. Salt Run.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That no-wake zone. Okay.
Yeah, that no-wake zone. Yeah.
Wow.
Kevin went up by you, and – no. Yeah, no, 100%. But, I mean, yeah, it's just kind of disheartening when he told me because we had – and they weren't – the right pogies. They were the razor bellies.
Yeah.
Which they don't pull.
Oh,
they don't pull. They don't
horn bellies?
They don't eat them. Well, no, they're not really horn bellies. They're called razor belly pogies. It's just if you rub your hands literally right on their belly, they're real sharp.
And they're more of an oval
shape.
Yeah. So they don't swim.
Okay.
So you got to pin them in the top of the head.
It's in the shape of like a look down.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they're called razor belly pogies.
There's a mess of pogies up here in the valley, but there's no size to them right now. You know,
well, let me tell you, if there was any kind of size to it, we'd run up there
in a heartbeat.
Yep.
Well, There's no size to them right at this moment, this week, but there's lots of them. But that's it.
Leon, so you go south. Look, you found no bait, okay? And you don't see a shrimp boat until you get the Flagler Pier. I mean, you're puckered a little bit, right?
You know, I was on a mission, and I had a decent game plan, and I knew that if I found the shrimp boat, I could wheel and deal, and I'd make it work, and it paid off just like I thought it would. And I don't know. Can I go into detail of how I got my bait today?
Yeah, sure. I mean, beer.
It's folks, it's plain and simple. I drove from Palm Valley straight to Flagler Pier, and I had two buckets, empty buckets, and a 20-pack of red, white, and blues, and the only shrimp boat I pulled up to, they're back there busting their backside, shifting through shrimp and bycatch, and I just pull up next to them, and they look over at me, and I hold up in one hand a bucket, and in the other hand, I hold up a 20-pack of Budweiser, and they look at me, and they go, come on over, and I pulled up right next to them, and they gave me two big old buckets full of the premium bycatch bait I could ask for, and as soon as they gave that to me, I backed off, and then they sat there for about 30 seconds and just shoveled tons of bycatch over the back of that boat to fire the fish up. I mean, it was on like Donkey Kong after that. I mean,
dang,
they knew what to do, and they had plenty of beer to drink while shifting through their shrimp, and I had a blast.
So did you catch the jacks in the chum?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the tarpon were coming through there. The sharks, the jacks, and the bonita. The bonita were coming up behind that shrimp boat.
Yeah.
It looked like somebody shooting into the water the way they were popping the surface.
Did you catch the jacks on dead bait?
Yeah, of course I did.
Huh.
Yeah, they're, I mean, all the bycatch. I mean, they were just hammering the bycatch.
I mean,
never seen jacks eat bycatch.
I'm sitting here going through my memory bank here, and I've spent a lot of time behind shrimp boats, and there were jacks behind the shrimp boats
mm-hmm.
here this morning, but they weren't eating the bycatch. They were just swimming through it. They weren't eating it.
Annihilating it here.
Okay.
How about Guy?
Yeah,
did you hear about Captain Guy? How he caught his fish today? He caught his 50-pounder.
Yeah.
He threw a squid intended for a shark, and that kingfish raced out from underneath the daggum thing, and he caught him
is that what happened?
On a J-hook.
Right.
With just a squid. I mean, he had dead squid. He was intended for sharks.
Right.
And
interesting.
Damned if he doesn't catch that big old kingfish on a J-hook and a lockdown drag, and all of a sudden, he was wondering because, like, the little 14-year-old kid just cranked it right to the boat. He looks down and goes, oh, my God, you know, and it's here it is.
Yeah.
5 foot long and silver. So he goes running up there, backs drag off. Fish takes off, but, I mean, yeah. I mean, it was.
You never know.
Dead squid.
I'll tell you what. I came up to the shrimp boats three times today and pulling up behind them between fighting fish and whatnot. And like I said, I think it was like the first two times I pulled up. I mean, it was just loaded with either sharks or, you know, sharks and bonita or whatnot. That third time I pulled up behind that boat and he was dumping bycatch, I literally was watching the tarpon knock the sharks out of the way to get to the bycatch.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was impressive to watch. Really impressive. And
how lucky you were to find one shrimp boat all by yourself.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. Yeah,
I'm talking about just a halo and just that,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, because man, those guys going out of Matanzas have been wearing those fish out.
Man, yeah.
Especially like today, I'm shocked that there wasn't three or four boats behind that boat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got lucky.
You did?
And I made
pretty
Cameron, the boy's happy. So.
That's cool stuff.
Good job.
You know what? When's the last time you broke a hook on a tarpon? I broke a 7-aught owner hook on a tarpon today. I could not believe
it. No,
it's off.
Oof. Wow.
We reeled it in. I went, I know. I mean, I was like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, maybe it's just a heat treatment thing, but we're talking about a 7-aught hook.
Yeah.
I'm just.
I mean, like just a point kind of sort of kind of thing?
It broke off behind the barb, not down in the bottom of the J, but it snapped off clean just below the barb.
I don't know that I've ever seen that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Could not believe it. Wow. The other two tarpon that we, the other two that we boated, well, one I leadered and one I boated, both of them were hooked in the roof of their mouth, you know, right in the top jaw, just perfectly. But I don't know where that other one that broke off was at, but gosh darn, I couldn't believe that hook broke.
Yep. But, all right, we got to go. We got to run. Great job on your day.
Good job.
Take care, guys.
All right, buddy. 641-1010. 641-1010. Give us a call right here on the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Scott Shank. I'm Captain Kevin Faber. We'll be right back.
This is the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Always every Thursday night, 7-8. My good friend, Captain Kevin Faber.
That's me.
We talk fishing, make fun of one another. We got to do weather, but let's bring Chip, because Chip's probably interested to see how hot it's going to be on him on the flats tomorrow. And then I think we're going
to... Well, the thing is, Chip, today, you know, a lot of times when we do trips, you know, like this, we're like, we tell our guys, okay, we're going to start on the beach. If it's dead, if it's slow, when the wind kind of backs off at 9 o'clock, usually 9, 9:30, we'll pick a spot and we'll go. Dude, there was no way I was going offshore today.
No,
by the way, I went offshore yesterday, Chip. I started because on Monday and Tuesday, I had decent days, but I mean, I kind of grinded it out. And on, you know, yesterday, I'm like, I'm going offshore, man. I'm going to get some bites. And I did. I mean, I caught 14, 15 kingfish before 9:30. And it was rough as a cob, though, man. I mean, it was rough. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I ran straight back in on the beach and came back to the captain's house and caught a couple more fish. I mean, just had a great day. But today, I was just like, you know what? I'm not going to go do that again. And I'm glad I didn't, because it was blowing way harder today.
Way harder. Because when we ran out of the North Jetty right there, it was southwest about 10 to 12.
Right.
Knots, what I would think. And then, man, by 9:30, 10 o'clock, you had a troll north to south, because you couldn't go east to west. My dadgum pogies looked like trying to skip freaking ballyhoos for sailfish. I mean, I was skipping them.
You couldn't troll east.
Uh-uh.
Yep.
No way.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Yeah, but real quick, tonight, west winds 10 knots, 2 to 3. Tomorrow, north-northwest, 5 to 10, 1 to 2. For Saturday, east winds 5 to 10, becoming southeast in the afternoon. So we're going to have a little switcheroo-y. And then Sunday, south winds 5 to 10, seas 2 feet. Monday night is south-southwest 5 to 10. And, you know, it's like 80% chance of rain.
Yeah, well, we actually have a little low that is coming down that's giving us that 80% chance of rain for, like, tomorrow and Saturday.
Right.
Because, I mean, I just saying, the forecasted maybe upwards of 3 inches of rain kind of thing in the next 24 to 36 hours.
Wow.
So there's a little low, but it's going to slide southward. But that's where the next 2 days are kind of funky.
Okay.
North wind.
Well, it's just like today was, it was very comfortable today until about 10:40 when I was putting on the trailer.
Yeah.
But,
Monday and Tuesday were brutal.
Yeah.
I mean, started out and ended out. Yeah. I mean, there was no in-between on that one.
Yep.
It was just brutal.
Yeah, I fished Mayport yesterday. We had a big tarpon eat, an artificial. And it was nice in the morning because you had that offshore breeze. It was bumpy, though. It was a little bumpy. Not rough by any means, but, you know, and I was actually on a 24-foot bay boat on that charter, so it was it was actually pretty comfortable, but, you know, it still gets – when you're standing on the bow of a bay boat and there's boat traffic and you're slinging lures, it still can get a little bumpy. So,
yeah.
But it was fun. This one today was a good bite. And, you know, I fished the valley today. So I'm bouncing around again all over the place. But it when it gets hot, man, I'm getting too old for this stuff. I just sit there and go, fat boy's hurting.
Yep.
So
I can tell you this. The last 3 days, my naps have been a little bit longer.
They have. Yeah. They actually have.
Yeah. I mean, because you kind of lay down and your body just relaxes, you know, and you're finally cool again.
Literally the first thing I do after I get done cleaning the boat, I mean, it's an ice cold shower.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, I'm straight up, you know, ice cold shower. Then I'll come out. I mean, I don't even feel like eating most of the time.
No.
Not even to get a sandwich or nothing in. I eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich like around 4 o'clock supper.
Yep. Hey, Chip, real quick, just let folks know, Saturday, 50% chance of rain, Sunday, 80%, and then Monday, 90% chance. So, yeah, just, and that sounds to me like afternoon thunderstorms. Keep in mind a couple things. Tomorrow is a national holiday, as in people being off work. Yep. Obviously, 4th of July is the national holiday. Going to be a lot of boats out.
Mm-hmm.
And when that first lightning pops off in the afternoon, everybody's whoop going to the ramp. Just be careful. Just watch your radar, you know. And
I mean, it's definitely really truly. I mean, hey, if you guys want to blow offshore and bottom fish and all,
yeah.
But I can tell you right now, when these things come off land, I mean, there's some lightning around here, but there was some wind and stuff in that one on Monday afternoon that was better than 60 miles an hour.
Oh,
offshore.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
well,
I mean,
yesterday
they
had 45, 50 mile an hour winds up above Mayport.
Yep.
So, I mean, it was cooking there. And Monday I was at Palm Cove Marina when that storm rolled through, and we got quite a lightning show, you know, standing inside the dry stack looking out at it. And I mean, it was lighting up Jack Beach, you know, and it was crazy. But luckily, you know, that's why I like doing my charters early. Like, I start at 6 o'clock tomorrow. And I started at 6 this morning. And, you know, we go out, and it's comfortable. And, you know, I had a good bite today. I had a 30-inch red, 3 nice trout. Ended up catching a ton of ladyfish. We had a blast with those things today. You know, and there's so much fun on those new reels that got Scotty, because the drags are so smooth. It's like butter.
Yep.
You know, so it's fun to have fun with it. But we've had the work.
I need to order a couple of big ones.
I'll let you borrow these. But I got two of them yesterday, the big 8,000.
Yeah, so, just let me borrow one for a day, and I'll get it back to you.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Just give me your
car
keys.
What are we talking about, Shimano's?
No.
Oh. I switched to Florida Fishing Products, local company in Tampa that manufactures spinning reels. They're called the Ospreys, and they're amazing. I've
really?
Got all my 3,000 set up. I've got 2 8,000s and 2 6,000s, so I'm pretty much set for bull reds, tarpon, pretty much any sharks, anything I want to play with. So it's neat. I'm really happy with them. They're super super smooth drags, and it's amazing how much power their drags have too. So
okay,
but
that's
anyway.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm interested.
So. But, it was fun, you know, throwing at tarpon yesterday, you know, rolling tarpon and getting them needy and artificial. And then I don't want to throw my client under the bus. I love him to death, but he was under-leadered. We ended up losing that fish. But he's like, I really didn't think you guys were telling the truth when you said these fish were 80 and 100-pound plus. I thought you were maybe 30, 40s. And I'm like, no, these are big boys. So. You know, and it was, but I mean, you know, getting one to need an artificial and hooking them up is always fun, you know, and we jumped another one.
Yeah, absolutely.
100%.
Yeah, that's great stuff.
Yeah, had another one eat today in the valley, south of the valley, you know, that area we fished down there.
Uh-huh.
Had another big one eat today, eat a mud minnow in a pack of ladyfish, and he didn't give us much of a chance because he was big too. All he did was come up, shake his head, and he never jumped, shook his head and turned and broke us off. But that was fun to see as well. You know, it's like when you prepare for it and have a bigger rod on the boat, you'll never get a bite.
That's
know?
Right.
100%.
So,
that's right.
But,
100%.
Yep.
But the redfish has been so weird. I mean, you know, I did that, you know, I had that really good afternoon last Thursday. But honestly, I picked one or two or three out, you know, some nice fish. But today, we have that 30-incher. And I've switched. I like fishing the high incoming now.
Mm-hmm.
The water's so hot in the afternoons that
if
you get a low tide, say you get a low tide around 10 o'clock, that mud has got to be 100 degrees on the flat. And
there's no doubt, man. When you're at 10 o'clock is like the worst part of the day. I know most people are like, 10 o'clock, what about 1 o'clock? No, 1 o'clock you have a sea breeze.
Mm-hmm.
10 o'clock is awful.
Sand gnats eating you and hot.
Yeah.
Baking.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're sucking water down. Mm-hmm. You know, you're just like, mm-hmm. man, I got to – I mean, it's the weirdest thing, and you're begging for that southeast sea breeze to come up. And the other thing about like today, it is that all it did was blow west. It never blew southeast at all.
Uh-uh.
So I mean, coming off that marsh and stuff, that's some hot wind, man.
Yeah, you should know today
was actually nice though. Believe it or not, today was actually cooler than I've felt most of the week. So I was, you know, even my clients, and there wasn't another boat around us all day. I think we saw two, maybe three boats all day. And it was just so relaxed and calm. And one of my regular clients, it's funny because every time Rich brings a client out, his client always catches something big.
Uh-huh.
You know, we had a fish that we think was a record a couple of weeks ago. We had a bonnet head that bottomed out a 30-pound boger grip, and I saw that the record's 28. His buddy caught that who'd never been fishing. Then we had, you know, another buddy catches two big reds back to back on the Lax 2 shrimp the week before that. You know, it's just crazy how he catches fish, but every time he brings somebody, they catch something huge.
That's cool.
So it's always fun. But you know, it's
You weren't down here. This is not the guy from down here.
What's that?
This is not the guy down from down here with the bay boat.
Oh no! He moved it. He's no longer.
So, Chip, I just got to thinking about something, and Scott, I'll ask you the same thing.
Okay.
Can you catch world record IGFA fish on braid?
I think it depends on your tippet. I think it's just an all tackle class.
I think they're going to call it all tackle class. It just depends on what your fluorocarbon is.
Okay. All right.
You know, because I had 20-pound fluorocarbon on. 20-pound braid and a weighted circle hook. You know?
Yeah.
And
I don't think that's why they just call it all tackle. It wouldn't be a line class. It's not going to be a line class record. It's going to be all tackle.
All tackle. Okay.
Yeah.
But okay. So with that being said,
okay.
All of these records that are old. You know, I mean, let's just take a speckled trout. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a 4.5-pound speckled trout on 4-pound test mono, obviously, as a record that was set in 1987. That will stand forever?
Yes.
Because nobody uses mono anymore.
Nobody uses mono anymore.
Yeah, there's only one guy in town I know here that uses 4-pound mono, and he just still does it.
That's not my question.
He's saying because pretty much 75-80% of the world has gone to braid now.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so there is a 4-pound braid, but that's not going to count.
No, that's the all tackle side of it, where the old record, like what you're saying, is when the only game in town was mono.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's the line class record.
Right. You can't use braid as a line class.
You can't use braid as a line class. So as far as I'm
concerned. Well, it's the same way when the guys are breaking these marlin records using fly rods with light tippets, you know.
Yeah.
Or with four. Well, what they're doing is they're using 4-pound mono leader with an 80-pound bite tippet. So still the breaking point is the line, not the bite tippet.
Correct.
So,
yes, I got you.
No,
I understand. I just got to thinking about braid, you know, and so I know, totally off the subject. Chip, great job on your day to day. I mean, you know, just right now catching a 30-inch redfish in the backwaters.
Because I ain't seen one of those in a long time.
That's a good day.
It was a happy thing when I saw him roll up. I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it was awesome. It was a great day.
All right, buddy. Have a great holiday.
All right, you guys too. Be safe.
Yep. Bye, buddy.
See you. 641-1010. 641-1010. You listen to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast on 1010XL. I'm Captain Scott Shank. I'm Captain Kevin Favor. We'll be right back.
This is the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
So, it was kind of funny.
Talking about naps?
No. Yeah, naps. No, I was telling Michael, because we were recording a spot for Tire Outlet.
Okay.
And honest goodness, so my wife has a Jeep, right? Carrie has a Jeep.
Yeah.
And she was in town last week with Macy. Yep. They were grocery shopping. No, I'm sorry. They had to go pick her mom up at the airport, right? And she's like, dude, the AC's not working. I'm like, what?
Really?
Yeah, she's like, we're dying. So when they were running around, they had to drive around. It would work. But as soon as they stopped, then idling, they were like, oh, it was blowing hot air this time of year.
That's miserable.
Yeah, miserable. But anyway, it was funny because the new ad for Tire Outlet is coming to get your AC checked.
No,
I'm like, here. Seriously.
Call that mobile truck.
Yeah.
Tell them to drive it around the neighborhood and figure it out.
Here's what it says. If it's blowing hot air when in idle, then visit your nearest Tire Outlet. I'm like, there we go. So I called my boy Danny, and I got set up for next week, and I'm taking it. Yeah. Because, bro, without AC right now, how hot is it?
Well, I got to real quick.
Yeah. Real quick.
I don't know what it is with these new trucks, but with when you got Siri talking to you and and I'm on the phone talking to you after I get on the trailer, the damn air goes from high to low. Does your air shut off?
Yes. When you're talking on the
phone.
When
I'm talking on the phone.
Yeah.
What the hell? I'll turn the volume up if I got to hear you. But what the hell are you doing shutting my air down?
It just goes, whew.
I mean, whoa, you hear the fan just completely, and I'm going.
Isn't that weird?
I'm going, it's like, I really need to talk to you, but it's like,
I really don't want to talk to you.
I'll talk to you when I get home, because right now I need air.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
I don't know what is with that new truck. Yeah. Whoever the hell thought of that is a dummy.
Yeah, because I can hear over the AC.
I'll turn up the volume.
Right.
I don't care. I want the AC. It's 105 degrees.
Do you have AC
seats? Yes.
Yeah, in your seats?
Yes.
That's the greatest.
And so is it in the wintertime?
Oh, yes.
When you turn the heat on.
Yes, absolutely. It's the greatest.
Fire that old truck up.
Real quick, folks. It's one of the busiest weekends you'll ever have on the water this weekend. This and Memorial Day are the two weekends. Look, we talk about this all the time. Be careful. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there's no matter what, that you're not supposed to, but there's going to be people out there drinking and driving a boat, and you're not supposed to. I get it, but they're going to, so be careful of them. Mm-hmm. You know, and here's it, you know, have a designated driver. Mm-hmm. It's okay to go out and have a couple beers, but I mean, if somebody whoever's driving a boat, just take care of yourself.
But
and
it's
be
hot.
Safe.
You don't understand. No, you're sucking them down like lemonade. After the fourth one, you're done.
I know. I just can't reiterate it enough. I don't want anybody to get hurt.
And nope.
Have fun. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, and watch those showers. Mm-hmm. And make sure you join us from 7 to 10 with the Nimnik Outdoor Show on Saturday morning. We'll all be there, Captain Kirk.
Yep.
Logavid with myself. And again, 4th of July weekend, there'll be a lot of boat traffic. Y'all be safe. Have a great holiday. See you.
See ya.